As the mighty presence, the great Elohim, beloved Cassiopeia, speaks his heart to us. We ask our beloved I Am presence to pour forth all the love and gratitude of our life's dreams and forever keep us obedient to his slightest desire. Beloved of my heart, I trust tonight we may be of service to you and bring again into your life's dreams a strengthening power of the cosmic light and intensifying activities of the sacred fire that will enable you to feel your mastery over conditions in this world more quickly. Before you start anything, and many times in the day when you just have an instant or you do not have to keep your attention on something in the outer that you're doing, train the outer intellectual consciousness to turn your attention many times a day for just a moment to your beloved I Am presence and ask it to fill you with its own heart's flame at what it knows you need to know from moment to moment to exert your mastery over conditions of the outer world. When you call to us to fill you with what we know you must have in order to exert your mastery over any wrong condition, do not fail to keep calling forth our Elohim, fiery Christ, blue lightning, illumining truth, illumining wisdom, illumining power, and illumining victory and strength of the light within yourselves. Keep calling forth our Elohim, fiery Christ, strength of the light in you that makes you strong enough to do that which we know you're going to have to do in the outer, either to render your service or hold protection. When you fill yourselves with the seven mighty Elohim, fiery Christ, strength of the light and the illumining truth, the illumining consciousness that we know you're going to need to master any condition in the outer that is wrong, to make you victorious over the wrong in the outer world, then we can flood in and around you in a moment. If you have made this call, just like we dropped a sun presence around you, and the intensifying love of our heart's flame fills and surrounds you within that, a more intensifying presence of the golden flame. This brings illumination to the brain structure. It brings the illumining consciousness of the seven mighty Elohim into the control of your attention and to hold the balance, the reason, in full control of your emotional world, your feeling world, so you do not take on or swing in to the pressure of the discordant feeling of other people. Now, as you go forward from day to day in your service of the outer world, try to train yourselves not to dash into a thing till you've had just an instant of turning your attention to your beloved I Am presence, and then call to us to fill you with our Elohim strength of the light that makes you our victory over evil out here. Then we can charge into the mind ideas in a moment that you might need to use the next moment in outer world conditions in order to hold protection around yourselves or to enable constructive activity to be brought forth in the midst sometimes of chaos. Keep charging yourselves with your beloved I Am presence and the seven mighty Elohim, fiery Christ wisdom, fiery Christ truth, fiery Christ illumination, and the fiery Christ knowledge of the seven mighty Elohim. Knowledge that we have and which we can give you and show you how to overcome conditions in the outer world that otherwise you feel perfectly helpless before them. Now, this has a powerful protecting activity within your emotional bodies, because if you have made this call and then you hold still just a moment, we can pour our sacred fire within you, and while it flows within you, we can also pour it around you to govern conditions in a moment that you do not know the next moment might occur. Now, this has a protective power for your automobiles, anywhere you travel, and in any condition in which you associate with other people who sometimes act quite quickly or impulsively in outer world activities. Charge yourselves with our seven mighty Elohim, fiery Christ wisdom, and fiery Christ all-knowing mind that knows ahead of time what we know you're going to experience, because we see into the outer. We know the forces that are acting. We know what they intend. How we know how vicious they are when sometimes you don't. And then, beloved ones, fill yourselves with the ascended masters, fiery Christ mind that will not let you deceive yourself. Many times people think they're doing something from one motive, and another motive in the feeling is acting completely to get its own way. And this is why I bring this to your attention tonight. We see these things. We know what's acting. We know what's in the atmosphere of Earth. We know many things, and it's well if you do not know them. But this will make you master over circumstance. It is well worth every effort you will make to take the time to call to your beloved I Am presence and to us to fill you with our illumining wisdom and our fiery Christ alertness that brings illumination ahead of time as to what you're going to need in any situation to prevent what's wrong and give that which is constructive an opportunity to hold the victory of what is right. This is a powerful activity of the wisdom of your almighty I Am presence and the ascended host. And this is why there is the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within your brain structure, because there must come a continual pouring from the ascended master's octave into your own mind of the greater perfection and the greater mental activities of the universe that design more and more perfection to come into the physical world to fulfill the divine plan. Mankind left alone, dear hearts, in this world without this greater illumination. from the seven mighty elm of creation and the cosmic beings and the ascended host. How much do you think the intellect of man left alone would accomplish? There is not enough light in the brain structure of unascended beings to be the strength of the light, to make them do that which is constructive without the assistance, the protection, the amplification, and the enfolding, illumining presence of the seven mighty elm of creation is the reason we have given you our life to start on. And our enfolding sun presence of our heart's flame that knows for aeons of time ahead what is to be done. We can give you as much of this from day to day or from call to call that you make that enables you to understand conditions in the outer world around you and to avoid the things that the destructive forces want to impose upon you because you do not understand how vicious and destructive they are or who they are or who they are working through at any moment. So the illumination which we ask you to call forth into yourselves is that you may be illumined enough ahead of time to hold your protection. And you're going to have it, that's all. When the masses of mankind are lying so continuously in channels of the outer world, if you do not have our fiery Christ truth, how are you going to know what's the right thing to do to protect yourselves? This will not only clear your consciousness, but this will draw around you the fiery Christ truth of our life, of our power, of our light and illumination that will help others that come near you to know the truth also. And through our radiation in you, you can clear the mental and feeling world of others with whom you come in contact and help them to hold to the constructive way of life as well. And this is the reason we gave you the use of our ascended master consciousness, because mankind's consciousness left unillumined by the ascended master's consciousness is nothing but the animal. You say, well, what about my higher mental body? You've had it all through the ages. And look at your depraved races in the world today. What do you think made them like that? If they had the full power necessary to keep from doing the destructive things that have made them what they are today. Mankind needs to know of our existence and needs to call our life, our illumining love, into the emotional body, into the heart flame, and our illumining wisdom, our illumining power, our illumining discrimination, and our illumining intellect to keep mankind's consciousness from fooling itself. Look at your so-called intelligentsia of the world today. What are they doing for mankind? They are using the good of the universe to create more and more war, more and more confusion, and they are not setting the people free, and they are not telling them one word about the ascension. Now, where is the illumining consciousness that sets mankind free if it doesn't come from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, before you start to do something, say to your beloved, I am bad and mighty, I am presence, and beloved seven mighty Elohim. Show me the Elohim way to create this, which I wish to do that is constructive. Fill me with the ascended masters, illumining consciousness, and show me the ascended master's way to do this, which fulfills the divine plan, to do whatever is constructive and hold it protected that it may bless others who pass this way. Why, there is absolutely no limit to the inspiration you can have, to the ability that you can have to do these things that are right, are constructive. They should be done. They do fulfill the divine plan. They are the sustaining of that which is right in the fulfillment of the divine plan in the physical conditions of this physical world. And the beloved seven mighty Elohim are the givers of this supreme gift of life. All I say to the mankind of this world, I challenge you to try it out and see. Thank you so much. Do you not think the mankind of this world needs something to straighten out the chaos? Human beings can't do it. Nations can't do it. Groups of people can't do it. Education hasn't done it and can't do it. And every other channel to which mankind looks for assistance has not done it. But anybody and any group of people, any individual or group of individuals that will call to the beloved I Am Presence, the ascended host, and especially the seven mighty Elohim of creation, the great cosmic beings, for the illumining intelligence that shows the outer intellectual consciousness the right way to live life, will receive the direction of the illumination and will have the victory over the hordes of evil that nothing else will bring. There isn't anything else to bring it. Your beloved Master Jesus is that illumining consciousness. Your mighty Saint Germain is that illumining consciousness. Mighty Godfrey is that illumining consciousness. And every ascended master and cosmic being. But when you call directly to the seven mighty Elohim of creation, that is our heart's life inside of you that knows what you need, is given to you for the attainment of the ascension, is the protection of your own life stream, of everything that is right, everything that is constructive, and is the ever-expanding perfection. And the way and means to create and produce and maintain and expand perfection, that is the divine plan's fulfillment. So, blessed ones, there is nothing you need to lack in this world when we are your friends of the light. We are your friends of the sacred fire. We are your friends of eternity. Thank you so much. Now, when you need to do something, you're not quite sure of yourself, or even sometimes when you go into a condition and you think you do know the right thing, don't be so sure of that. The human has been so trained and let to run wild and dash into everything, thinking it knows more than anybody else. Even when you think you know the right thing, stop a moment and ask your beloved mighty I Am Presence and the seven mighty Elohim heart flame within you to tell this outer self, blaze the light, and the heart flame of indestructible purifying love to this outer self, possess it and control it, and prevent it from doing wrong. You will avoid problems. You will avoid mistakes. You will avoid the things that have been your limitations and your distress down through the years. Now, when you do this, you will feel a freedom you've never had before, because you will become aware that you can fill your world with our perfection, and you can control your world by our perfection, and then you will not need to depend on the conditions of the outer world that are here today and gone tomorrow, or that seem to be one thing, and when you have drawn them into your world, they have become the opposite of what they seemed. This prevents mistakes, deception, and the trap of the sinister force to keep you from having the full perfection of the divine plan fulfilled and the full mastery within yourselves to do that which is right so long as you remain in this world. And if a thing seems to be right, still check it with your beloved I Am presence in with us, and ask us to blaze our fiery Christ truth, our fiery Christ love, wisdom, and power, our fiery Christ illumination, our fiery Christ purity into this thing, to show you unmistakably what the Ascended Masters would do. What is the Ascended Master's way to do anything that seems constructive in the outer world? The Ascended Master's solution of a problem. Your Ascended Master's correction of any mistake. The Ascended Master's removal of the opposition to the fulfillment of the divine plan. But you must charge your own intellectual consciousness and charge your feeling with our fiery Christ alertness, our fiery Christ love, wisdom, and power that holds absolute balance in the mind, in the feeling, in the substance of the things you handle, in the conditions in your world, so things do not get out of balance. Now, there isn't a human being in existence that can't have unlimited help who will set this habit and hold to it until it straightens everything out in the being and world of the outer self, now the individuals who make the call. So, blessed ones, it is invaluable experience. How many people do you suppose in the world today stop and before they go into a thing and call to the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host to be filled with the illumining consciousness of eternal purity and indestructible perfection that shows the outer self the right thing to do? Well, that is why we gave you the use of our ascended master consciousness, and in that is all of everything that life needs to know to create a world or a system of worlds or systems of systems. It's the same consciousness that has been used throughout all time past and present, and will through all time of the future, to produce any kind of manifestation that is constructive. So when you want that which is constructive, when you want that which is right, call to your beloved I Am presence and to the seven mighty Elm heart flame within you to come into you and fill this outer self with our sacred fire illumining presence that won't let anything but what's right take place, then you will be free in no time. It won't let the outer self do things just to gratify the feeling of irritation against someone else. You will shut out the habits that have tortured you, and some of which you do not even know you have. The Antichrist is the deception of human feeling. And it is the accumulation of the mass discord of all mankind throughout the ages, the race consciousness of all human beings embodied in this world. And I assure you, you need protection against it. So even when you think you're right, still make your call to your beloved I Am Presence and set this habit to call the seven mighty Elohim illumining flame, our heart's flame, to fill you and make you the victory of ourselves in action, and blaze through you what prevents all wrong. Then if you start to do something and it isn't right, your higher mental body will check it. And our heart flame will check it. If it is right, our heart flame will protect it and help you to expand it. You cannot possibly make a mistake by using this. And if you don't, you will continue to make mistakes. So the illumining consciousness of the seven mighty elements of creation is needed to do anything and everything that is the creation of perfection, or anything that is constructive in the physical world, as long as you remain here unascended. And after you're ascended, you'll use it anyway. So you might as well get in the habit of doing it now. That much accomplished. So blessed ones, please believe me tonight. Please use this to save yourselves problems and limitations from which you can just as well be free if you will do what I say tonight. But you've got to use the heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim inside of yourselves, and that is why we've been called the seven mighty builders of creation, the seven powers around the throne. That is what is referred to in the Bible. And it's the use in everything you do of our illumining consciousness, of our fiery Christ truth and wisdom that we know you need, because we know a great deal more about you than you know about yourselves. And do you know something very encouraging? After you're ascended, you won't want to know it. You won't want to remember it. Because if you do, you will make it eternal, and I'm quite sure you won't. So don't be curious about what's in yourself. Just turn to your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host and keep calling to us to fill you with our own heart's flame of whatever we know prevents all wrong inside of you, and then blaze through you our heart's flame all that we know prevents all wrong around you. And you're going to have to do this if you're going to keep from being connected with that which is the discord of the outer world. Then if you will charge yourselves and your world with our seven mighty Elohim heart's flame control of the conditions around you, you will give your own beloved mighty I Am Presence and higher mental body a chance to release its own life and flame through you to produce the perfection that holds the divine plan fulfilled, protects it, and frees you from human creation and human mistakes and human consciousness and human feeling. And there is no other way. And that's why the law of life is such as it is. This is the divine plan of creation from the beginning of mankind's embodiment in this world. And that's why human beings have been reminded again and again and again in every age. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Why do you suppose mankind was told to call unto us if we were not necessary? Mankind isn't nearly as self-sufficient as it thinks it is. And the day you get rid of the idea that the outer self is the doer and the knower and so on, you will find a peace you've never known before, because you're going to have to someday, sometime, somewhere, recognize, admit, and remember that the heart flame of life is the knower, the giver, the doer, the manifester of every bit of perfection in the universe. And when you come to that point, then your intellect, the flame in the sevenfold flame in the forehead and the heart flame within the heart, become one flame, and you become the master of the sacred fire. So, beloved ones, mankind has had so many suggestions poured to the intellect down through the ages that the confusion is amazing. That's the only thing I have to say. And don't accept that old phrase, no person is your friend, no one is your enemy, everybody's your teacher. Don't you believe it. The only teacher of eternal truth in the universe there is your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. Anything in anybody that is constructive is the mighty I Am Presence of that life stream. Every bit of anything constructive in anybody is the beloved I Am Presence. And that presence must be given credit. Then, if you need the assistance of someone else that perhaps has poured more time and energy into learning something than you have, and that person knows the truth or is doing that which is constructive, well then, whatever is constructive there is the gift of the presence. So don't give that human thing credit that belongs to the presence or the ascended host. And that's why the mighty Saint Germain said to you in the beginning of this instruction, if in every thought, feeling, word, and act of the personal self credit could be given to the mighty I Am Presence as the doer, miracles unbelievable would take place. And I say the same thing to you tonight. If in everything you want to do, or that needs to be done, or even that has been done, if it's a mistake, call our seven mighty Elohim sacred fires, indestructible, purifying love, wisdom, and power into the condition. And the violet consuming flame will consume the mistake. When you ask for the sacred fire to go into a condition, it contains every activity of the sacred fire. It contains the violet consuming flame, the unfed flame, the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, and many other activities of the sacred fire that as yet you do not use in the physical octave or do not understand. So no matter what has to be handled, the moment there is a problem to be handled, don't let the outer self dash into the problem. Turn it first to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and call for the seven mighty Elohim control of the problem. But control yourself first. When you have found the master, when you feel our heart flame's mastery within you, you will find everything in the outer obedient to you, even to the powers of nature and forces of the elements. So, blessed ones, I give you an eternal gift of illumination tonight. I offer everything our hearts contain. I offer you not one thing that will ever produce discord in you or your world. And I offer you the freedom of eternity. And you cannot have the mighty Saint Germain's freedom in this world, freedom from human creation, freedom to take the ascension, until you recognize the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in your forehead and the unfed flame in your heart, and that sevenfold flame have been blended as one. And when you do, you'll make no more mistakes. We want you can just as well have that now as a year from now or any other time. Please believe me enough to try it out. And our heart's flame inside of you will automatically prove itself to you. This is why each one of the ascended hosts over months past have turned the attention of the I Am student body again and again and again to the use of the heart flame, the heart authority, the heart command of life, the heart control of life, the heart victory over all in this world. We have given it to you again and again and again in every way possible. And until individuals use it, they will be in limitation and distress and lack until they do. And now, I say one more thing. When you lack any good thing, please remember the supply of every good thing is in the heart flame of your beloved I Am presence and the heart flames of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. In the heart flames of the ascended masters and cosmic beings. And everything that is given into this world is the gift of the heart flames of those great cosmic beings who have created this world, who sustain this world, who keep it in its orbit, who expand the blessings of the powers of nature that mankind may have the blessings that love has given. So, blessed ones, if you care to clothe yourselves or ask us to clothe you in our Elohim miracle mantle of the sevenfold flame of our love's complete control of manifestation, try it out. We are ready to prove the reality of our existence. We are ready to prove the power of our love in any condition in this world or any other. And love will prove itself the master presence of creation. So the gift we give is eternal. It is the mastery over all in this world. You have to have it before you can attain your ascension. And it is the blessing of the power of creation for eternity to create only that which is perfection, forever expanding, and fulfills the great divine plan. And in its use, you can never make a mistake. And I think it's time you came to that freedom. Thank you. There is no freedom until you stop making mistakes. So we are part of the mighty Saint Germain's freedom to this nation and the world. Freedom to life to attain the ascension. So, blessed ones, as I leave you enfolded in my own heart's flame of what we know will bring you the fiery Christ illumining truth wisdom, power, memory, and every faculty of perfection within you. We fold you, enfold you, and hold you in our miracle mantle of love's mastery. And wherever you abide, if you recognize this miracle mantle of love's mastery, you will know we are with you always. Accept it, use it, enter in, and have its victory over all in this world, wherever you abide, until you come to us for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved, mighty Cassiopeia, fill us with your own heart's flame, desire for us, in us, and through us, around us, and to us. And take out every human desire. Replace it by your mighty Elohim desire for us, that our beloved I Am Presence, own heart's flame, may fulfill its divine plan in all outer conditions, wherever we abide, and hold that indestructibly protected until we all stand ascended and free. Thank you for your love tonight. Thank you for your own heart's flame inside of our consciousness. Expand your heart's victory through us and fill everything with your desire for us and through us, till we all stand ascended and free. And let your desire around us control all conditions for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such victory of the heart flames of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, and such invincible victorious control of all conditions by that heart flame, that we give the cooperation to our mighty I Am Presence that enables perfection to manifest forever, indestructible and forever expanding wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know fulfills your divine plan, your divine desires inside of us that you know are forever the divine plan fulfilled. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty being of light. Everyone who's poured love to us since we left the great central sun, now fill us with the ascended master's heart flame of their desires for us, fulfilled in us and through us, around us and through us, and hold the heart flame's control of all things wherever we abide, and forbid human creation existence everywhere. Now the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall us never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in your miracle mantle of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim's mastery over all in this world. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim's fiery Christ truth of eternity and cosmic illumination of all that is required to shock mankind out of the clutches and control of the hordes of human creation, let there be the almighty victory of the ascended master's control of everything wherever we abide. Then through us to America, through America to the world, So human creation cannot be allowed to have existence anywhere, ever again, the rest of eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my darling precious, take your name, Jesus, Daddy, God, and the great divine director. Oh, the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have. And raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence, beloved mighty Cassiopeia, and all the rest of the seven mighty Elohim, and all the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and great angelic host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with their own heart's flames. Fulfilled desires for us. Charge the heart flames victory into and around to all in this radiation. Clothe us in the majesty and victory and control of its presence, and wherever we abide, forbid human creation existence. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to spread forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth purified and raised into the victory of the ascension, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the victory and control of the seven mighty Elohim of creation's own heart's flames in us, that fulfills their desires in us and through us and around us until human creation is gone from the universe for eternity. We thank thee.